Bana Banks, senior advisor for Africa at the White House National Security Council, told reporters on Tuesday that President Biden invited 50 of 54 African leaders to attend next month's summit. The Sudan Tribune reports that Dana Banks told reporters the meeting aims to foster trade and develop bilateral beneficial partnership to promote investment, create jobs through expanded roles of small and medium-sized businesses, and focus on women and equality. Banks said the White House did not invite four countries whose membership was suspended from the continental body: Sudan, Burkina Faso, Guinea, and Mali. Banks said the White House followed its African Union colleagues as a guide for inviting those countries who are in good standing with the African Union. The AU suspended Sudan's membership after army leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan led a coup in October last year. Efforts by South Sudan in focus to reach Sudanese government spokesperson Jerham Abdul Gadir for comment were not successful. Speaking to this program in Khartoum, Sudanese political analyst Haj Hamad says excluding Sudan from a summit was not a surprise because of the current military rule in the country. Hamad says because of the coup, many countries which appear to promote freedom and democratic rule have suspended their cooperation with Sudan. He says Sudan will continue to lose international benefits if its leaders continue to block efforts to transition to democratic rule.
The American policy, when it's set by the Foreign Relations Committee in the Congress, it is quite adamant against any military coup. And as you know, they already have a number of punishments for the coup and its members and those who are helping it.
A former Sudanese diplomat to the United States, Meki al-Maghribi, says Sudan's exclusion is a message by the U.S. government to Sudanese military leaders to hand over power to civilian-led government.
Sudan had an opportunity to launch an active diplomacy after Burhan Hamadok deal last year, November, to lift the suspension, because simply the deal was blessed by United Nations, African Union, European Union, and even the Troika, including United States. But Sudan failed to do that.
Al-Maghribi says if Sudan attended the summit, it would have helped gain economic benefits to restore what he calls the country's shaky economy.
African countries, including Sudan, are losing now because of the Chinese debt trap and the Russian disinformation campaigns and the process of militarizing economy led by Russia and others. United States and the democratic and free economy countries are good partners to Africa.
A senior South Sudan government official told this program that President Salva Kiir will not attend the summit. The U.S. and other Western countries suspended financial support to Sudan shortly after the October 2021 military coup. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.